Thank you for calling customer service. This is Ulysses speaking. How may I assist you?
I'd like to cancel my Makita membership.
I'm sorry, what was that, sir?
I'd like to cancel my Makita membership.
Absolutely. I'll be more than happy to assist you with that. Can I start off with your zip code?
47451.
Thank you. I do appreciate that. And just give me one moment to go ahead and bring you up in this system. And can I have your name?
Harold White.
I'm sorry, you said Daryl White?
Harold, H-A-R-O-L-D.
Harold, thank you. And just to re-verify, sir, you said the zip code was 47451?
Yes.
Okay. And how did you get this telephone number, sir?
812-797-6662.
No, I was asking, how did you receive this telephone number?
I posted one of free Makita drill. And I signed up for it when I didn't say to join this membership. If I didn't want to be charged $58.95 a month to call and cancel, I'm calling.
Okay. And can you verify your mailing address?
517 West 11th Street, Olivet, Indiana, 47451.
You said 517 West?
11th. 9-10-11, 11th.
9-17. And when was this? When were you charged, sir?
They just now told me that when I called, they claimed my drill from Home Depot. Supposedly, I think it's a scam.
And can I have your email address?
D as in dog, E-A-N-D-E-A-N, Dean, 47451 at yahoo.com.
Okay, so I'm not showing any of those matches here in our database. Did you have the first digits of the card and last four? The first digits of the debit card or credit card in the last four?
Visa, 3512.
No, I'm sorry. Did you have the first six digits of the credit card or the debit card?
The first digit or what?
The first six digits of the credit card that you initially purchased the item with?
4418.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
4418. Eight.
And that's the first four or the first six?
That's the first four.
All right. Do you have the first six?
And wait a minute. I think it's 28.
All right. So you said 441. 828.
Wait just a minute. 441828.
Okay, sir. So I'm not showing down that we have anything here purchased by you. I'm showing only name is Arthur Phillips. Does that ring a bell?
What?
Arthur Phillips. I'm showing that's the only from that card that you've given, that's the only name that is coming up is Arthur Phillips from that demographics, the 441828. I'm showing that's the only person that we have under that particular debit card.
What's the name you got under that?
Arthur Phillips.
Arthur Phillips.
Arthur Phillips.
Nope.
So does it show a charge from this number on your bank statement?
No, I just about an hour ago I called in that thing on Home Depot and said I want a Makita grill. And when I got been filling it all out, they said they're going to charge me $7.95 plus $58.95 a month for membership in the Makita membership. If I didn't want it, to call this number and cancel it.
Yes, sir. So I'm not showing down that we have you listed as that you're a member here with us. So I'm not showing. Now, when you do receive your billing statement, you can go on your billing statement and whatever number it is, you can call them and they can correspond with you regarding the transaction. But as of now, I'm not showing down that we have any credit card under that the 6 digits that you gave to me, the 441828, that was processed. So what I would recommend you do is that when you do receive your billing statement, to go ahead and see that number that actually billed you, give that number a customer service call and see what's going on in the account, because as of now, I'm not showing you in our records.
Okay. What is this? Who am I talking to? Is this the Makita membership club card?
No, sir. You actually reached a third-party calling agency that handles customer service calls for multiple different companies. So we do customer service calls for a lot of different companies here in this department. And once you do get that information, that telephone number, you can give them a call and go ahead and speak with them regarding the charges. But as of now, I'm not showing you in our database.
Okay, thank you.
All right. So I do apologize for the miscommunication, sir, but once again, we do appreciate you here. Have a wonderful day. You take care.
Okay, thank you.